Last month, Yasser Arafat named a new man to represent the Palestinians of East Jerusalem. Philosophy professor Sari Nusseibeh has expressed moderate views and hopes for compromise. Israelis are praising him. Some Palestinians are asking for his dismissal. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this profile.
Sari Nusseibeh is behind schedule again since taking on his new role while keeping his old as dean of Al-Quds University. He's had to juggle an overload of appointments. After numerous apologies, he leaves two visitors in his office and sneaks into a room down the hall for yet another press interview, and all this on what's supposed to be his day off. Nusseibeh is so in demand because his message is so startling. At a time when both Israelis and Palestinians have become radicalized, when polls show soaring public support for each side's increasingly brutal armed tactics, Nusseibeh stands out. He says Israelis and Palestinians must extricate themselves from their mess.
It is very clear, and the last year has proven this to be the case, that you cannot force or use force in order to impose your will on the other side. It's impossible. We have to come back to our senses, use reason, and we have joint interest that guides us.
With his thick shock of gray hair and kind demeanor, 52-year-old Nusseibeh exudes a sense of serene academia. He comes from one of Jerusalem's oldest and most prominent families, whose members have served the city as judges, governors, and ministers for generations. Educated at Harvard and Oxford, Nusseibeh's moderate views have gotten him into trouble at home. In the 80s, he was badly beaten by Palestinian militants after meeting with a right-wing Israeli and preaching tolerance. Nusseibeh emerged as a key figure during the Madrid peace process, then dropped out of political life after the two sides signed the Oslo Accords. He was called back into the spotlight to replace Faisal Husseini, who died last summer. Husseini aide Fuad Atef says it was a good choice.
You need somebody who is a well-educated politician, not very fanatic. You need somebody who can sit with the Israeli without publicity, slowly and low profile.
Quietly, Nusseibeh has been rebuilding contacts severed during the past year of violence. He met recently with a group of left-wing Israeli lawmakers. Amnon Rubinstein says he's been impressed with Nusseibeh's writings.
I thought he was courageous in his articles in the Palestinian papers. A realistic approach. With such an approach, we could establish a dialogue.
Nusseibeh's approach is that Israel must withdraw from the land it occupied in 1967, and Jerusalem must be an open city, the shared capital of both Israel and Palestine. Nusseibeh also says Palestinian refugees should drop their demand for the right to return to former homes inside Israel. The issue was key in scuttling last year's Camp David peace summit. Nusseibeh says his position is simply pragmatic. Israel would never accept 4 million Palestinians within its borders and a Palestinian state next door. His statements, though, have riled refugee rights activists, some of whom have called on Yasser Arafat to dismiss Nusseibeh. They charge he does not represent mainstream Palestinian opinion. Nusseibeh says that's just fine.
My duty is to say what I think to people for whom I hold concern. And I think I have to say the truth to people and I have to make them think.
In a published reply to his critics, Nusseibeh wrote, "You can add my name to those who want me dismissed if holding this post means I have to curtail my freedom of speech." Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.